response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
So you've been begging, Bogey, begging somebody to pump up their offenses around here in football, right? Lions don't have their OC yet, but Michigan went and got a young, sexy coordinator, and so did Michigan State. They went and got Brad Salem, who was right down the hallway.
Well, that's the thing. They didn't have to go that far.
Exactly.
So it's not like the budget is ruined by going and getting Brad Salem. That's good.
You know what? Both of these are completely emblematic of the two men in charge. Harbaugh likes to grab, get this, get rid of him, grab him, try this, try that. Chaos. And D'Antonio likes stability, loyalty, continuity. And I do think he should have shooken it up more than he did, but he's staying true to who he is, and quite frankly, so is Harbaugh. Shake it up.
Okay, well,
try
then,
somebody else.
We'll see if it's something else. I'm with you there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where, like, I think this is an easy one, okay? This is like the ball is set up on the tee, and we can go ahead and hit it, and we'll see how you guys out there feel. But for both Michigan and Michigan State fans, I mean, it is ironic that both programs have, you know, significant offensive news, whether you like it or not. But
simply put,
yes, within a matter of hours, does this lead you to the point where you think things will change for your program? Is Jim Harbaugh going out and getting a offensive coordinator from Alabama and Mark D'Antonio promoting from within, making Brad Salem the offensive coordinator? Does this lead both fan bases to believe that things will actually change moving forward? The phone number is 248-539-9797. And look, while I was shocked to see the news about Josh Gattis, and you know, I love the fact that Harbaugh went out there. He did what I've been talking
about. What'd he do?
He hired a young, sexy offensive mind. And we'll find out just how much he'll be able to do that.
But haven't I been telling you he was going to do that and get it? Everybody was freaking out. Of course they weren't going to have this same offensive staff come back.
I haven't said that they wouldn't make changes.
Haven't, but a lot of people were like, oh, I believe it when I see it.
I wasn't shocked when they decided to make a change. What I'll be shocked by is if Jim Harbaugh allows this 34-year-old young, sexy offensive mind to actually come in and operate the offense that he wants to operate, meaning Nico Collins, Donovan Peoples-Jones, Tariq Black, all out there on the field together, spreading people out, attacking down the field. I don't think Harbaugh wants to win that way, so I am skeptical about it changing things.
Okay, hold on. I get what you're saying, and yes, of course, he supposedly was one of the ones responsible for upping Alabama's vertical passing game, which did get much better, although they did get much better quarterbacks as well. But you also have to be careful. You don't just turn over everything to a 34-year-old guy who's never called plays before, do you? You still have to have a framework. You still have to. I mean, I would like to see Harbaugh loosen up, but this guy has never called plays. So before you freak out, why isn't he, you know, throwing 19 straight times to start the game? Let's see. Let's let him get acclimated.
No, thank you. I want Gattis, this young, sexy offensive mind, to come in and
if you say sexy one more time, I'm walking out.
I want him to look at the group of fullbacks and be like, get the hell out of my offensive room. Please.
Well, you can still use a fullback occasionally.
No, I want them to spread it out. I want them to attack. I want them to utilize the wide receiver talent that they have. I just question again whether Harbaugh is going to allow him to do that. As far as Michigan State is concerned, I know you tried to make Mike feel better there at the end of the show during crosstalk. Whether or not Salem is a guy that's coveted or D'Antonio's right that he turned down coordinator jobs multiply and consecutively over the last several years, I don't know if I buy that. But This is the most minor league maneuver you could possibly make if you're Mark D'Antonio. Like, I don't know how Michigan State fans have any faith that this changes a damn thing heading into next year.
It is the least amount of change to make the most amount of change, if that's possible. Like, more coaches in different positions ever at Michigan State, and yet no new coaches. So, in that regard, it's not surprising. I get what D'Antonio's about. How is it any worse demoting anybody, Staten or Warner? How is that worse than if you just dismissed him? I mean, either one. I know it's worse if you dismiss him, but what, isn't going to get a job somewhere else? Why not just take it? You're clearly not happy with his work, right? You demoted him, so you're allowed to fire someone. I mean, it is big boy business, right? Players get demoted and players get benched, and you can do that. That's that part. I don't know. Villani told me I was nuts. Part of me thought that he would outright fire Dave Warner, maybe some others. It's a split. Isn't it a split? Demoted but not fired? That's a split.
Either way, it's a disgrace.
It's like both. I mean, I always say both.
I just, if I were a Michigan State fan, I don't know how I could continue having that fandom. I really don't, with this given team. Just because Mark D'Antonio, like, we lauded D'Antonio what he did, right?
Of course.
Like, for what he accomplished, what he made out of Michigan State, the way he dominated Michigan for so long, and he may still be able to do that moving forward. We have no idea. But the fact that he doesn't want to progress, and that word that we like to use all the time, not sexy, but evolve.
Right.
The fact that he doesn't want to evolve and get his program back to the point that he had it, I can't make any sense of it. Like, once you get that taste, you know, like, don't you want to get back to that point and have a shot, you know, to potentially win it all?
No, you do.
Exceed that?
You absolutely do. But you know what human nature is? When you've gotten to that point and you've won a couple Big Ten titles,
you know you can.
You always believe you can do it the same way.
Yeah.
I think, don't you? There was a little bit of that in Harbaugh, too. Fullback, smash mouth, that. I can do it that way again.
Okay. Well, given what we just talked about, and I think that's a great example of what I really want, you know, the fans out there to answer, given the news that we've seen here and the fact that, look, Harbaugh's had staff changeovers, he's had different coordinators, and it really hasn't resulted in fixing the offense and making it better and making that team championship caliber. D'Antonio, a guy that's gone to the well, he has continued to stay loyal to this staff. They've had success before, but he doesn't go out of house. He shuffles everything around. I just want to know, for Michigan and Michigan State fans, do you believe that this sparks a change? That this is going to ignite an offense at Michigan State that basically didn't exist in 2018, and an offense at Michigan that is holding them back from potentially being a real contender
in the
Big Ten?
Let's hear what you... Don't be influenced by what we're saying. If you have a different opinion,
absolutely,
like, you don't have to say, I agree, this is terrible, or whatever.
It's terrible.
248-539-9797, ticket text 97136, and we'll get to it because I see a lot of response in the ticket text. I don't think people are very happy.
Be curious to hear from Michigan and Michigan State fans as we can get to some of your feedback coming up here. It's Bogey and Wojo just getting started here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanses and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.